And we're talking here with Trevor Christensen, Vice President of Marketing with the 6th Annual Wiffle Ball World Series. It's coming up this Saturday, the 28th of July. Trevor, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Well, doing fantastic. You know, and I've been looking forward to talking to you about this and looking forward to Saturday because, like a lot of people that are right now listening to this or whatever, they grew up playing wiffle ball, and I did in our backyard at home, at the lake home. You know, I was always Tony Oliva, so, you know, I was I got to do that. But I guess question number one, Trevor, is what got this started here back in 2013?
You know, this is an event. We got this question a few times, actually, but it's an event that we've talked about for years. You know, it's one of those things where, obviously, like you said, you grow up playing it. And then as you get older, you know, everybody kind of talks about when they were younger about, oh, they would have, you know, beat so-and-so or whatnot. Or if we played right now, we'd beat you. And so we always kind of talk about, God, maybe we should have a weekend where we get together and bring everybody back and just kind of have like a legitimate like World Series of wiffle ball. And that way we can end all these disputes that we have. So about 6 years ago, we decided to kind of put that plan into action. And I think we started out that first year with probably about 6 to 8 teams with just a simple white outfield fence that we got from the college there at VCSU. And, you know, we had such a fun time doing it that we decided to kind of make it an annual event.
And now with this year, annual event, but now this year you have some of the proceeds. The proceeds are going to the Todd Heck Memorial Scholarship. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the guys that plays in our tournament every year is Jordan Heck. Obviously, a lot of us are from Valley City. We went to high school there, and a lot of us are good friends with Jordan. And after last year's tournament, it was such a success that we kind of thought, like, well, can we do some more good with this tournament rather than just be a fun time for people to come out with? And just kind of talking with the other organizers of the event, Chad Berg and Pat Bresnahan, we came up with the idea like, we could probably start giving some sponsorships to this because we probably have, you know, 100 to 150 people come out there for the opening ceremonies. Like, we could probably get some sponsorships to this and actually use this event for some good. And we thought about some different things that we could donate some money to. And it kind of made sense that since Jordan plays in the tournament every year with us, that we do something for him and we donate some money back to the scholarship fund that he set up for his dad.
Well, you talk about those opening ceremonies, and boy, you guys don't kid around with your opening ceremonies, and it sounds like it's going to be a fun opening ceremonies beginning at 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Oh yeah. Yep. It's just one of those things we add to every year. Kind of keep it on the download still, but we have a celebrity guest coming out to do the rendition of the national anthem. So if you want to see that, you're going to have to check it out and come out there yourself. We do have the Valley City High School dance team coming out to give a little performance. Generally, we have, we will have this year, a helicopter flyover as well. And then we'll have a giant flag that the North Dakota National Guard gave us in our outfield. And it's a spectacle to see, honestly, for an event like the Wiffle Ball World Series or an event like Wiffle Ball in general. The amount of production value that goes into our opening ceremonies is just really something to see.
And I've heard that the Shane Roberts Field is not just a little fence that you have set up in someone's backyard.
Nope. I mean, the first year kind of was like that, but as we've grown it time after time, you know, now we have painted lines all through the field. We make sure that Bob Bergen does an immaculate job of keeping that field in shape all summer long just for this day, just for us to tear it up. And so it's an incredible field to look at. We got a fence with a legitimate scoreboard up there. We've actually added an additional field this year. We had one last year as well, but now we have one right next to the field. And then our outfield fence is filled with sponsors that we have for this year's event. So just seeing the field alone is something to see as well. It's very cool.
Final question for you, Trevor. You talked about the first year. You went six or eight teams that first year back in 2013. I think you've doubled it here, haven't you?
Yeah, we're up to 16 teams now, and we've had some talks about even growing it even bigger. That's why we've added the second field to kind of help out with time-wise. But 16 is kind of like our sweet spot right now. And honestly, these players are some of them are from all over the country. You know, there's guys that they make a point of making this the weekend that they come back to Valley City, and they'll travel through flight to get here for this tournament. So it's just very cool to see some of those guys, you know, make the effort to come back and play in this tournament and grow it to where it is right now.
Well, I'm looking forward to it on Saturday. I'm going to do my best to make sure the weather is perfect for us Saturday morning.
Beautiful.
And now when is it all gets started, right? 9 o'clock in the morning for the opening ceremonies.
Yep. I'd say if you really want to make sure that you don't miss anything, I'd try to be out there by 8:30 if you want to see everything, just because about 9 o'clock is when we really start. So if you want to kind of get there and get a good spot to view everything, 8:30 is probably a better time to be out there.
All right. Well, Trevor, I appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Hey, thank you very much, sir. We'll see you Saturday.
You bet. That is Trevor Christensen joining us. And again, the 6th Annual Wiffle Ball World Series coming up this Saturday, July 28th at Shane Roberts Field at the Cheyenne Circle in Valley City. And again, get there a little bit before 9, maybe around 8:30. Opening ceremonies beginning at 9 o'clock.